Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Marysville, Washington State.
That's a beautiful place.
Yes, another place. Looks like you have some mountains.
Look at the mountains.
Some lakes, all kind of cool stuff. Yes.
Wowzers.
Got to find that RV. Got to buy it. Yes, we do.
Got to buy one first.
Yep. All right. You can check us out at graceintheshadowsor.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645, or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadowsor.org.
What kind of bug can tell time?
I don't know.
A cockroach.
That's not even a real bug.
That's a cockroach.
Oh my. Ugh.
Why shouldn't you trust trees?
Why?
Here's the good. You want to know the answer?
They not really.
They seem shady. I got another.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
What do lawyers wear to work?
I don't know.
Lawsuits. You like those?
I really think these are getting worse. Okay. Well, today when we are putting this out, it is May 16, 2024. And on this day in 1770, Marie Antoinette married the future King Louis the 16th of France. Hmm. I always hate looking at the Roman numerals because I have to think fast, you know. And people don't really know Roman numerals much anymore.
Yeah. They don't know anything.
Well.
That's horrible.
Moving on. All right. In 1946 on this day, the Irving Berlin musical Annie Get Your Gun opened on Broadway. Have you ever seen that?
Annie Get Your Gun?
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Hmm. Yeah. And on this day in 1991, Queen Elizabeth II became the first British monarch to address the United States Congress. Pretty
Wowzers.
Cool. All righty. Well, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk a little bit about Only Begotten Son.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of cults out there, unfortunately, that
yes.
Satan is using to drift people away from the truth or take people away from the truth or keep them from seeing the truth.
Right.
You know, whether it is the Jehovah's Witnesses, mm-hmm. who one of their things is Jesus was created.
Right.
And they use this verse mm-hmm. or this terminology, and they're wrong. They're dead wrong. Unfortunately, eternally wrong. Mormons do the same thing, as Latter-day Saints, as well as Word Faith. The Word Faith is kind of a health, wealth, prosperity mm-hmm. gospel.
Right.
And they tend to take this as meaning we become like a God, mm-hmm. like Jesus, being right. the Son of God. We're the Son of God.
Yeah. Well, and back to Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, yeah. which one of them thinks that Jesus and Satan were brothers?
That's the Mormons, the Latter-day right. Saints.
And so they feel like Jesus was created just like Satan was created,
yes.
and kind of like Jesus was an angel, which he was not.
Correct.
And which one of them,
crazy.
Which set of people
yeah.
say that God loves everybody? Who says that?
The universalists. Matter mm-hmm. of fact, it's even in a lot of evangelical churches kind of adopted it.
Yeah.
A matter
yeah.
of fact, when I first got saved, I used to use that terminology.
Right.
But it's
right.
not correct.
No, because Jesus loves creation.
He loves creation.
All in their races. Oh, everybody's God's children.
Yeah.
But they're not. Everybody is not a child
That's
of
true.
God. You have to make that commitment to Christ. You have to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. So that just kind of runs all over me when people say, oh, everybody's a child of God. No, everybody's a creation.
Right. And that's a ploy of the devil, because he wants everyone to feel, you know, the wokeism and this right. feeling of inclusivity
oh, yeah.
is kind of part of that.
You get a trophy, you get a trophy.
And we're all together
yeah.
and we're all going to the same place.
Right.
And Satan's goal is to really take as many people with him to eternal damnation.
Right. Because if he can put everybody together, then there's not the Christians who are saying we are children of God because we've accepted Christ. It just becomes an all inclusive thing.
God loves all his creation.
Right.
But God, not all of human beings mm-hmm. are God's children.
Right.
He loves them as for creation in his image.
Right.
He provides, he reigns on the just and the unjust.
Right.
But he also has wrath towards them and they're children of the devil, according to Jesus. Yeah. That's Jesus's words.
So it's important to really understand those things. And when people say them, really think through what people are saying. Because, you know, sometimes we're so quick to believe or accept, rather, not believe, but accept what people are saying. Because, oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll get on that bandwagon. But you have to really seek out God's word and say, does this align up with God's word?
And that's why Jesus says you must be born again.
Right.
That's why Jesus came. That's why the gospel is important.
Agreed.
If everyone was a child of God, we'd all be headed that way and wouldn't need Jesus to come and died.
Right. Well, sorry, I kind of hijacked you, but continue.
Well, and so, but this goes back to begotten son. What does that mean in John 3:16? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. The Greek word there, and you have to go back. You don't have to. You can even see it in the English.
Correct.
Monogenes. And this is not simply begotten. It's an expression that can be applied that we're born again by the Spirit. Mm. And the uniqueness in this expression towards the only begotten Son of God indicates that Jesus is the only one that is unique son of God the Father.
Right.
This is basically a key doctrine of the eternality of Jesus, of the Son of God.
Absolutely.
You know, Jesus himself in the flesh has not always been, but the Son of God always has been. Meaning that he has always been the Son.
Right.
When God created the world, it was the Son, the eternal Word from John 1:1 that spoke things into existence. The Spirit helped create. And so the Father, the Son, the triune God, for that matter, were involved in the entire creation of man and the world and the outer space and the environment and atmosphere.
Yes.
So this expression does not refer to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. This is talking about the Son from eternity past, meaning Jesus, the Son of God, has always been.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, we see pre-incarnate views, sights of Jesus, the Son of God, before he became flesh.
Right. He did. He wrestled with
Jacob.
And came to see Abraham to tell Sarah that she was going to have a baby. What were some other ones? I know those two. But those are the two that come to my mind.
And in this culture, you have to understand, it's not like, you know, Jonathan, the son of Jack.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Or, I mean, what it meant then, I mean, people just realized Jonathan is his dad's name's Jack. And big deal.
Right, right.
But in this culture, it meant equal in authority, equal in nature.
Yeah.
And that, it's not something that was created.
Right.
You know, we create art. We create symphony, music.
Right.
You know, we make dinner. We create houses. But Jesus is the Son of God, has always been. He is the same nature, the exact nature as God the Father.
Absolutely.
When Mary kissed Jesus, she really was kissing the face of God.
Yes, she was.
You know, the flesh had not always been, but the Son of God always has.
Right.
And so this is pretty cool in that the Son, the only begotten of God, is pointing to the sonship.
Yes.
The divine eternal sonship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. Right.
You have some from the Old Testament, right?
Yes. I have some verses that just kind of reaffirm what you're saying, that Jesus has always been in the world with God and the Holy Spirit as well. In Genesis 1, it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so they may rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky.'" So God is not calling himself plural. He's saying God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. They were all together.
He uses God.
Yes.
Elohim.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the creation. You, not Old Testament, but you alluded to John 1.
Yes.
So in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Who called himself the Word?
Jesus. Eternal Logos.
Right. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So that's going back to Genesis 1. Mm-hmm. In him was life. That life was the light of all mankind. The light shines the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. Jesus also calls himself the light. Mm-hmm. So that shows he was there as well. And in back to the Old Testament, mm-hmm. in Isaiah 6, we see him as well. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Mm-hmm. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord all God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." Mm. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," Isaiah cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?"
Yeah.
There's that plural.
Still singular, but plural. Right.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah.
Whom shall I send? I send who will go for us.
Yes.
And he said, "Here am I, send me." So these, you know, if people talk about, well, Jesus was created or Jesus hasn't always been, you can pull these verses out and you can utilize them to show people, yep, Jesus has always been, and the Holy Spirit and God the Father.
So when you look at this word, and that's good stuff, and there's more than that.
Oh, absolutely.
We just gave it, this is just very brief.
Right.
But the Greek word monogenes, mono means only.
Right.
This is the only one. Mm-hmm. Now, this means that Jesus has a unique relationship with the Father. The two, along with the Holy Spirit, make up the Godhead, and there's mm-hmm. no created. They've always been. He's always been.
Yes.
Three persons in one. Not one plus one plus one, but one times one times one equals one.
True.
Only begotten mm-hmm. refers to Jesus' divine nature coming from the same substance.
Right.
That he had equal authority, has equal authority of God. And that we mm-hmm. are adopted by grace and given divine nature by the Spirit. But we're called the children of God, but we don't have the same nature as God, because we're not that unique Son of God as Jesus was.
Amen.
And people have to be careful with that, because you know a lot of them do say this. I'm we're all little gods.
Oh,
Jehovah
that runs all over me.
That's the Latter-day Saints, as well as the Word Faith movement.
they say
we're little gods.
Yeah,
I know. It's a different word there. We're adopted in as children of God, but where Jesus is the one true only Son of the living God, begotten of God.
Yep. We can never call ourselves deity. That is not acceptable.
It's heretical.
That runs, it runs all over me. But so.
And this is easy to accidentally say something.
It is.
It's possible I may have said something. I don't think I did.
I don't think you did. Okay. Yeah.
It's easy to commit a heresy.
It is. You have to be very careful. And that's why it's important when you
to look in your Bibles.
Yeah. When you're in church every preacher that is bent on preaching the true word of God will say, check it out, make sure I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, don't listen to just me or Marla or anyone.
No.
Search your Bibles, do your study.
Yeah.
This is only a very, very brief podcast on this. I want people to know that Jesus is unique.
And he's always been.
And he's always been.
Right.
He's never had a beginning, that he is the he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's coming again, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'll tell you this, he can take your mess. He did me.
Right, me too.
Did Marla. And he can turn it into a message mm-hmm. for his glory, for your good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Goodbye.